Good morning. Yeah. Remember me? Let's see, it is still morning. It's Monday, January the 26th, 2015. 9:30 a.m. 40-ish degrees. I got on my long johns and I'm sweating a storm here. I'm home. I'm back. I got a lot of chores yet to do today, but I've postponed them until I can get this walk taken care of, get a little talk done. Had a wonderful weekend. Got away, went down to the springs. Spent some time with a whole bunch of science fiction fans, gamer fans. I did manage to record the interview and posted that yesterday, or maybe I got it on Saturday. I don't remember now when I actually posted it, but it should be the immediately preceding entry in the Talking on My Warning block, walk blog. So it was fun. It was an interesting time. It was fun to be a rock star. To be the rock star. So I did a lot of panels. I did a reading. Had six, seven people at my reading. Heard a lot about what was going on in CIFWA in terms of trying to get recognition, membership recognition for people like me who can't afford to take the contracts that the bigs are giving out. The larger question is whether or not I want to be a member. At the moment, it's not an option. I probably would join if they make it possible for me and others who are successfully treading water in the pond of publishing to be bona fide members of Science Fiction Writers of America. Perhaps I'll join. So after struggling mightily to get book orders in, have books shipped in, paying big freight to get them shipped, the last case of books will arrive today. Ten copies of Quarter Share and ten copies of Ravenwood. And I had eight complete sets and some spares. And I sold one set and two copies of Quarter Share. That was it. Wasn't enough to pay the freight on the first shipment. But it was okay. The worst part was lugging them all out again. I brought them in using one of the hotel's bellman carts. But when I wanted to leave, everybody was trying to leave. And so the carts were rare. It's one at a time, one case of books down, out to the car, back up the elevator, another case of books. Took three trips up to the fourth floor to get them all down, and then headed home yesterday afternoon around, that was around 10 minutes to 4. Took almost exactly 2 hours. But it was fun. I had such a good time. I was exhausted last night. I just sort of collapsed around 8 o'clock. Went to bed and read. I shouldn't have started to read because next thing I knew, I was an hour and a half later and my wife was coming to bed and saying, I thought you were sleepy. And I was. But in my own bed, comfy, warm, that was nice. I got up this morning and I'm not really feeling well. I feel real headachy and foggy and I can't quite wake up. I'm trying to keep track of everything that has to happen today. I need to go to the bank, I need to get groceries. I have to pick up the kid extra early today because she's got a therapy appointment. I've got work I want to do. I've got to unpack. I've got to get all of those books out of the trunk of the car. Because I need the trunk to put the groceries in. Hips are giving me trouble this morning. There's a front coming in. It's a warm front. It's supposed to be 70 degrees before the day's out here today. And then they're talking snow again by the weekend, so. Yeah, I figure if I don't have crud now, I probably will before the week is out. But while I was there, I did get, I haven't said this already twice and forgotten it, I've got Zephyrus, not Zephyrus call, Hermit of Lummis wood, all marked and tagged. I need to get the files and get the files corrected, and then that will be all 9 books available in paper. I still have South Coast to do in paper, but I'm going to start work on getting the reading done for Tanith Fairport while I pick up Cape Grace again and see about getting that thing done. So I start a new book going. And maybe I'll have all the reading and Cape Grace done at the same time. I talked to one of the new editors of Tales to Terrify. And he was there, we had a lovely chat. And I'm expecting to get a story from him sometime relatively quickly. Probably the end of February. So I'll begin to get new work out. I'll begin to get some a little bit of variety in the work. Good morning.
Nice dog.
Good morning. $5 foot long. He was ready to go for me though. So yeah, begin to get some more work going, get some new work out, get some different things on my to-do list. I've got my recorder back from my daughter, so I need to find that little piece. It's like a 3-minute piece for Katarina, and I gotta get that recorded. It hasn't been on my list, and so I've lost track of it, which is unfortunate. So get that taken care of. Get Hermit taken care of. I read a little piece of the Hermit at my reading. I didn't record the reading. I didn't want the extra overhead. But it was nicely attended. It wasn't a packed room. The guy before me had nobody. Nobody showed up for his reading. My Mormon said, "Well, that was pretty good. They'll have twice as the money as when you win your Hugo." I am eligible for Hugo. QuarterShare actually was put up for Hugo at one point. It didn't make it past the first round, but one of the members of the Hugo nominating committee of 1 year wrote to tell me that they had put the book forward, which is kind of cool. So I've been reading a lot. I think I mentioned before I went away one day that I had run out of something to read. And I picked up a bunch of samples. One of them was Zelman's Marooned on Haven or something like that. Something on Haven. It has a steampunky cover, but it's really science fiction. I saw, I think it was Chung Go who put a little blurb about it on one of the Galaxy Ranger sites, perhaps a Facebook site. And I think I agree with his assessment of it. It was a fun read. The main character was, even by Ishmael Wong standards, a little too perfect. But it was a fun read, and I'll probably be recommending it. Morning. Probably be recommending it next Wednesday. Because it was cool. I did like it. The book itself had a lot of typos. And I'm pretty forgiving of typos. Having had the shoe on my own feet, I I try not to get too bent. There were a lot of typos. And for the most part, they were the tricky ones, or you've got a space before the period, where they've got... I didn't see any misspelled words, but I noticed there was a lot of punctuation problems. Well, still a fun read. I still enjoyed it a great deal. I may have to borrow some of this stuff because it was kind of cool. And then I just read Worship. And I can't remember who it was who wrote Worship. And I picked that up as a recommended. I don't think it showed up on a BookBub, but it was on a recommended list. And I picked up a sample and I liked the sample, so I read it. It's very much military science fiction. Not so much space opera, although there's certain space opera aspects to it. That was another one that had a lot of typos in it, a lot of punctuation errors in it. Who the heck wrote it? Let's see if I can look it up. Oh, Stranded on Haven, William Zellman, Zellman. And Worship is Joshua Dalzell. That was actually pretty good. First book of a series. And imagine my dismay to find that the second book is not out yet. He has another series. I don't know if I want to invest in another series. Oh wait, I got other things I need to do. I've got writing of my own to do. I've got recording of my own to do. There's cats everywhere here this morning. A little tabby in the weeds here. There's another one rolling in the sand beside the dirt, beside the tar. Looks like a Siamese mix. So yeah, did a lot of reading, visited with a lot of people, met some new authors that seemed promising, met a couple that I I wonder how well they're going to do. One of the things that was really underscored for me was a difference in perspective in terms of what constitutes doing well in this space. It's author was celebrating having just sold 1,000 copies for a book that's been out for 2 years. And while I appreciate there are a lot of authors who are in that spot, I don't think I know any of them who are celebrating that they've finally sold 1,000 copies, although perhaps I have to be a little careful of my privilege. Oh, speaking of privilege, J. Daniel Sawyer's Resurrection Junket is out. I believe it's a novella. If you want a good read, It's pretty short, and I don't know. I don't remember what he's charging for, but I gave him a cover blurb for it because it's an awesome book. It's an awesome story. It's very disturbing, and you can't look away. And yeah, I can't recommend it highly enough. There's a lot of Dan stuff that I really like. There's a lot of Dan stuff that's pretty good. This one is, yeah. Some of the stuff I can't read. I read Suave Rob and the Double X Daring Do, and it just left me kind of meh. Finished it, but only because it was Dan. But Resurrection Junction, yeah. Awesome story. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.